Shalom, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Yonei Daf Yom. We are learning the Sugya now of Paul is eating Mishalo, Mishal Shemayim. Is it from his own or from Shemayim? We already had two Shiurim on this. Mishalo, Ochel, Rashi said it's Tosef Eschar, Mishal Shemayim. It's the Torah was Mizakehim. So Rashi explains, as we just said, that Mishalo is Tosef Eschar. So on that, the Chochma Shlomo asks in Gilui Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat Shin Lamed Zayin Sifyut Beis that Halacha we paskin in Kuf Chavav Sifyut Ches that Schirus is only paid at the end. Ayein Leel B'daf Samachay Amar Aleph in Bav Mitzia, and that means the time for the payment of the worker is only after he finishes all of his work. So according to what Rashi explains, that on the Tzad Mishalo Ochel is that Achilas Apolos B'Totaris Tosefes Al Scharo, so you're only getting paid at the end. And how could it be that Tol Kedei work, he's already eating? That's the Kasha of the Chochma Shlomo, and Rashi who says that it's a Tefes Tosefes Schar. And the Tzadim Yishal Shemayim Hu Ochel, so says Rabbi Chaim Halevi in his Chedushim on Me'ilan Perches Halacha Aleph, that also according to the Tzadim Yishal Shemayim Hu Ochel, and the Poel does not have a schus tvi on the balabais, it's a shel shemayim, that the schar of the poel, what the poel is eating, is a gift from Hashem, it's chesed from Hashem, so, and the poel has no schus tvi on the balabais, nevertheless, the rishus that he has to eat from the peros is considered as schus mamonit that he has on the balabais, and it's not just a mitzvah on the balabais, but it's also a schus mamon that he has in the balabais, even the mishel shemayim uochel. And Raya Ladover, from what it says in Sanhedrin, and Zayin Amr Aleph, Da Rashi Dibur Maschel Hetera, and the Rambam Melochim Periktes Alochates, that a Poel Ben Noach, Sheoved Eitzel Ben Noach, that a Ben Noach worker, a Goisha worker, who works by a Ben Noach, who works by a Goisha employer, can eat from the Peres that he does, from which he does, with which he does Melacha. Now, if we say that it's just a mitzvah on the Balabai to let the Poel eat, so minayin that this mitzvah is also noig by the Ben Noach. So it's muchach that included in this mitzvah is also a din mamonis. In other words, after you have the mitzvah, for the Jew there's a mitzvah, but even if you don't have a mitzvah, but there's also mamonis involved, that the Paul has a schus to eat. And therefore, if it's a din mamon, so then it also applies to a Ben Noach. It's not a special mitzvah to give him to eat. It's also a schus mamon that the Paul has, and therefore it applies to a Ben Noach as well, because Bnei Noach are also mitzuvah ala dinim v'ala gezel, and therefore they can't take away, deny this schus mamon to their workers. And Reb Chaim added that kol zeh b'poel, but b'behema the iser chasima is just an iser, and it's not a schus mamon. And the raya is that it's just an iser, not a schus mamon. That this iser is noeg afilu b'behemas atzmo. So behemas atzmo, it's not shayich that the behema itself is going to have a schus mamon on its bailim. So it must be that it's just an iser and it's not a schus mamon. And another raya is that a ben noach is not musar al chasimas behema. So if it was a schus mamon, a ben noach would be musar. So it must be that it's just an iser, and this iser doesn't apply to bnei noach. Also in the kuntres yonis ilaim, Simon Lam Dalados test is all brought in the Yalkut Biurim. He asks from the Mishnah later on that we see Tadi Gimel Amad Aleph that a person could be Koytzeitz Domim for what he's going to eat B'Shas Avodas. So in other words, instead of actually eating the fruit, he can instead get money for the amount of the fruit that he was going to eat. Now, if a Pol is Mishal Shemayim Uochel and he has no schus personally in his achila, how could he be Koytzeitz Domim for what he has no schus mamon? And he brings that Rabbeinu Chaim was mitirates that even if a Pol is Mishal Shemayim Ochel, he also has a schus mamon b'achilaso. But the difference between the Tzad Mishlo Ochel and the Tzad Mishal Shemayim Ochel is that if Mishalohu Ochel, Hare Gufa Peres are his, and he can be Makadish and Isha. And if Mishal Shemayim Ochel, the Gufa Peres are not his, just he has a schus that he can turn them into money. He can be Meimir, he can exchange them, it could be machlif, the peretz, for money, because it's domim, and get money instead. That's the schus. But not a kedakach, that it's his, that he could be makadesh, an isha. And the Gemara says, "Lamai nafkamina." The nafkamina is that if it's Mishalo, he gave it to his wife and children, special Shemayim, he can't. It was given to him. L'didei zachi l'rachmana, l'ishto obana b'lo zachi l'rachmana, writes the tour, Choshen Mishpat and Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, that some people say that if the Pole takes the parents b'yado k'dei la'ochlam, he has rishus to give them to his wife and children. Why? Because he was already zoche himself. And the tour argues, and he says that even b'ofen kazeh, he is not allowed to give it to his wife and children, to his mizakehim, and not his wife and children. The Gra and Choshen Mishpat there, and Osiyot Zayin writes that the first daya is Das Rashi, and the second daya is Das Tosfos. What the Gra means is that Rashi in Dibur Masala today writes that calls man shelo bali yado lo zichsulo tarash yuchalit na lishto lebanav. So if it hasn't come into his hand, he can't give it to his wife and children. So it's mashma divrei Rashi that dafka koydim shebali yado the Torah was a mizakim, but la'achar shebali yado zocha baperus v'yachal lidnam li'ishto levonav. And Tosis and Dibur HaMaschil E writes, no, that l'fi atzad shemishal shemayim u'achal the Torah wasn't mizakim him, only what? The Torah was only mizakim what he's lo esvoch, what he's actually chewing. But he has no schus to give it to others. Mashmi d'riatosis, that even after the parents come liyado, he cannot hand them out to his wife and children. But according to Rashi, calls man shlo b'yado, the Torah is mizakim. And after it comes liyado, then he can do whatever he wants, that he can give it to his wife and children. So that is kavanas hagra on the base of Aaron. On Rashi, dibor maschil l'didei, he asks on the gra that Rashi writes later on, amud beis dibor maschil l'elei, and Dibur Maschil Mishel Shemayim, that if Mishel Shemayim Uochel, so it's not his until he puts it into his mouth. So it's Mavur that he also holds like Tosus, that if Mishel Shemayim Uochel, even after the pear has come into his hand, he can't give them to others. Just he asks, then Rashi Khan, it's Mavur Lokain. When Rashi, we see that after it comes into his hand, he can do whatever he wants. It's not after he puts it into his mouth, it's his. Only after it comes in, already after it comes into his hand, it's his. Ulachoyra, so Yeshpo Stira V'divrei Rashi. So he explains to Rashi Behekdim the following, that the tzad of the Gemara that Mishel Shemayim Hu Ochel, he can be Mefarish B'Shnei Ofanim. One is that he's Zoicha B'Teres Matana V'Chesed Kein Mat L'Saniyim, and even though Mishel Shemayim and B'Teres Stuck he's eating, he has a Rishus La'asos Kirtzon, when after the pears come into his hand, he can give them to others. And the Nafkamina is between if Mishelo Ochel, Mishel Shemayim Hu Ochel, is only if he can give the pears to others before they come into his hand. That if Mishalahu Ochel, he can give them to others. Shemishal sheyischil b'malacha, his schar is already kanuilo. And he brings a riot of this from Tosis, which I'm not going to get into. But if Mishal Shemayim is eating, he can't give them to others until they actually come into his hand. So that'd be the nafkamina. But as far as giving it away. The moment it comes into his hand, so again, if it's one way of understanding Mishel Shemayim Hu Ochel is that he's eating B'Torah's Matana V'Chetzah like Mat Nesaniyim, so even though it's B'Torah's stuck, he can do whatever he wants with it, and after Peretz Beli Yado he can give it to others. And the Nafkamina of, and this is if you say Mishel Shemayim Uochel, that after it comes to his hand he can give to others. And then Afkamina Mishelo Mishel Shemayim is only if he can give them away before it comes into his hand. If you say Mishelo, yes, still when he starts working he already has his schar, his kanilo, his the ability also to give it away. And if Mishel Shemayim Uochel, then he can only give it after it comes into his hand. The Ofen Hasheni, the second way of understanding it is, if you say Mishel Shemayim Hu Ochel, Eino Dom L'Shar Mat Nesaniyim Shezoche Mishah Sheba Liyado. If you say Mishel Shemayim Hu Ochel, it's not like other Mat Nesaniyim that the Zoche wants to come to his hand, but rather Lo Zichsel L'Torah Elamah Shenosin L'Toch Piv. He only gets what comes into his mouth, and the reason is that even though the Ikar Ratzon HaTorah is the Toelas HaPoel, nevertheless the Torah is Choshesh that there should be a Toelas for the Baal HaBayis as well, and that is that if the Poel eats he's going to work better, And therefore, the Torah was only mezakah, what actually comes into his mouth, and not anything else. So there's a toelus for the Baal HaBayis. So according to this, explains the Beis Aaron, that Rashi writes here, that a Mishal Shemayim Uochel, Lacha Shabo Peretz Biyadu, give to his wife and children, it's because of the Lashon of the Gemara, it's Mashma Nafka Mina, the Amra Tnu, Tnu, Lishti Ubani, Mashma, that the Poel tells the Baal HaBayis to give it to his wife, and not that the Poel wants to give himself. So it's mashmam from this, that the Gemara here is learning, that if the Paul wants to give it himself, after they come into his hand, he can give it to whoever he wants, even Mishal Shemayim Uochel. That even though Mishal Shemayim Uochel, nevertheless, after the pair has come into his hand, they're his. Like Matnesaniyim. After they come into his hand, they're his. That's what Rashi writes, Shehu Kishar Matnesaniyim. To say that it's Kishar Matnesaniyim. That after Baal Yado, he can do it to them whatever he will, whatever he wants. And therefore, Rashi writes in Baruch Fulati Day, Shkodesh Shabbal Yadu, we can't give them to anybody else. But Mashma La'acha Shabbal Yadu, we can give them to anybody else, because like his Mizbar, Miloshan Agimara, that if Mishal Shemayim Uochel, La'acha Shabbal Yadu, he can give to whoever he wants. Just before, he can't, before Baal Yadu, he can't give to whoever he wants and tell the Baal HaBayis to give to his wife and kids. But after Baal Yadu, he can do whatever he wants. So, Kol Zeh, Bagamara Kan. Abba B'Gemara later on, and Da'an Amid Beis, Mashma. That the Gemara there is learning, Mishal Shemayim Uochel, even after Peretz Baal Yado, he can't give to others before he eats himself, but he can't give to others even after it comes into his hand. And the Torah is only Mizakim, what comes into his mouth. Because the Gemara there wants to be right, Mishal Shemayim Uochel from the Braisa. She'eino Kotzeitz. Al yedei avdo v'shufchaso aktanim. The Gemara there says, Toshma, koytzeitz adam. A person can be masna with the Baal HaBayis that he's hired to work for, that he's not going to eat peros ukitino. Rather, he's going to take mos, tmuras, instead of the peros that is roi lechol. Al yedei atzmo, in other words, he can do it for himself. That is when he's coming to work and he's going to be mevater on his achila, tmuras tashlum. And also, al yedei benovito agadolim, in other words, if they are hired to work for the Melechas Baal HaBayis, the father can be masne with him that they're not going to eat and he's going to take mos, b'makom achilasam. Al yedei avdo shchaso agadolim. That are hired by somebody else is evident as big shivcha. Value de yishto, that's hired by somebody else in all these cases. Person can be masne, that they're not going to be shal Baal HaBayis. That they're working for him, and so the father's going to eat, das, because they're gedolim. They have das, they can be moch on their schus. Aval eino koitzeitz, lo yede bino bito agedolim, lo yede avdo v'shivcha so aktanim. But he can't be kotzeitz that he's going to get the money if it's been obito ktanim, and not avdo shivchoso aktanim. They don't have das. So that's the Gemara there. Later on, so if we say that la'achar shabo liyad ha'evet zacha behem v'yachol asas behem kechefzo, if you say that after they come to the hand of the evet, he's zocha and he can do whatever he wants, so why can't the adam be kotzeitz? The moment they come to the hand of the Eved, the Adon is Zochem, Ashkan Eved Kana Rabbo. So what's Pshat She'eino Kotzeitz Al Yedei Avdo Shivchaso Aktanim? Ela Muchach, the Gemara holds, that if Mishal Shemayim Uochel, even after Baal Yado, it's only his after it comes into his mouth. And therefore the Adon can't be Kotzeitz Al Yedei Avdo Shivchaso Aktanim. Since the Eved himself wasn't Zoche, the Adon wasn't Zoche either. And that's what Rashi writes. That ein lo schus ad sheyiten lo toch piv. That's Rashi and Dibur HaMaschil Ela'i and Dibur HaMaschil Mishel Shemayim. Here it is. Ela'i Amris, it's one Dibur HaMaschil. Eli Amris Mishel Shemayim Uochel Mishum Hachi Eino Kotzeitz Al Yedei Avod of Aktanim De'ein Lepol Kotn Schus Ela Kishen Noisin L'Seich Piv. Why there is it only Noisin L'Seich Piv? And now when it comes into his hand, because when it comes to his hand, there's no reason that the other one couldn't make such a Tanai. Because Mashkan Eved Kana Rabbo. If you say that once it comes into your hand, it's yours, you can do whatever you want with it, then if either the other one can make it Tanai, it could be Kotzeitz on what the Eved gets. From the fact that he can't be Kotzeitz, it must be, it's only when they come into his mouth. So it's Mamish Gevaldik, this Beis Aaron is Gevaldik. That Rashi, on Amud Aleph, is learning it's after it comes into his hand, because that's the Mashmos Lashon HaGemara. As we explain, because nafkamina damar tnu li ishti ubanai, nafkamina is when he says, "Give it to my wife and my children. Give it." That he's not putting it to his hand. Mashma after he puts it in his hand, he can do whatever he wants with it. If you say mishel shemayim uochel, but here it says that he can't be kotzeitz for al yedei ben avdo aktani avdo beno avdo aktanim al yedei avdo akadin shifchaso aktanim. Why not mashkan eved kana rabbo? So it must be, it's only after they come into the mouth. And therefore Rashi said, it's only after it comes into his mouth. But when it goes into the hand of the Eved and the Shivcha, it's not theirs. So it's not a steer in Rashi. Rashi is just going with the understanding of the Sugya, with the Mashmos Lashon HaGemara. And the Beis Aaron writes that since it's Paskin LaHalacha, since it's paskin lahalacha she'enoi koitzitz al yidei avdo v'shevchaso aktanim mavur, that obviously mishel shemayim hu ochel, and he's only zoche if it was mishelo ochel, then it's his. But if it's mishel shemayim hu ochel, right, mashkan evakon rab, but it's mishel shemayim and he can't be koitzitz, it must be it's only after they put it into their mouth. But once it comes into their hand, that's not enough, it's not his yet. In the Sefer Kos Yeshuos and Tos Dibur Maschil E, he's Miyashiv the Steer of Divrei Rashi. The Dafkalin and Paul Cotton, he writes that in Zochachi Din Latoch Piv Shein Zechiel Cotton. But so he can't once it comes into his hand. But Sha'ar Paul, who has his Chia, Mishaboli Yado, he can give it to everyone. So the Chilik of the Kos Yeshuos is, did it come into his hand? Is it a Cotton or not? Cotton doesn't have Chia, but a regular person does. The Marit, Chelek Aleph, and Simon Kuf Nun is Choykir of Orchim that are Mesubmates of Balabayas are Zoche B'mashen Noisein Lehem Lechol when they lift it up, or only after they put it in their mouths. It brings a raya from Tosfos that if Paul Mishel Shemayim Hu Ochel, he's only Zoche what he's Loes V'Oichel. He has to actually put it in his mouth. So when you're a guest at somebody's house, it's really their food. They're doing this chesed. Once you put it in your mouth, it's yours, but not before that. That's a big shiloh with matzah. Some people say you're a guest, the matzah has to be yours, you have to bring your own matzah. But one of the terutzim given is that once you're lois, once you're chewing it, so it becomes yours, and the mamela, certainly the Baal HaBayis doesn't want that back, and the mamela your yotze. I'll go upon him. These are some interesting ideas about the sugya we saw. Steer and Rashi, Gishmak of Beis Aaron, we say Yonah Silaim, Reb Chaim. There's a lot to talk about this sugya. And we should be Zelchem, Mitzvah Shem, to continue. Lomodul Lamed, Lishma Balas Lakayim. It's called Divrei Salma Torah Sabi Ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet simchat Torah.